day-to-day lives. Tune in to WCCF 1580 News Radio every Thursday at 11:05 for Building a Zoo with Michael P. Haymans, and be edified.
WCCF News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show in which you're invited to participate. If you have a question or comment along the way, please call us at 941-206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. And now, here's your host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Dr. Triana.
And to you too, Zane, and to everyone out there. And if you stay and listen to the program, you will hear me read a love poem in Spanish. It's going to be beautiful. Today, we also will have a guest, Dr. Katzen, who will talk about the Imaging Minute, and we're also going to talk about that new study that came out, which, you know, we want to nip these things in the bud about mammograms. So, everybody, happy Valentine's Day. I know that Valentine's is a day to show love, but I think it should be every single day. You show love to your friends, your family, and also love to yourself by taking good care of yourself. Now, last week we talked about this wonderful book called Beat the Heart Attack Gene. And I hope everyone got the book. And if you didn't, run out and get it, or you can download it on your Kindle. So, this is what body part am I going to be first? And then we'll talk about more about preventing heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. The book is called The Revolutionary Plan to Prevent Heart Disease, Stroke, and Diabetes, Beat the Heart Attack Gene, and it's Bradley Bale and Amy Donine. Dr. Bradley Bale and Amy Donine, ARNP, with Lisa Collier Cool. Now, I have to let everyone know that I'm planning and finding a date where I will be having Dr. Bale and Amy Donine on the show. So I'm very excited about this. I have worked with them now for over 10 years, maybe about 10 years. They are my mentors. They are world-renowned prevention specialists. They have what's called the Bale-Donine method. It's for the prevention of heart attack, ischemic stroke, and diabetes. And basically, it's a change in the shift of early detection and preventing vascular disease. So if you read the book, it is a wonderful book. We'll talk more about it today. I had a patient this past week, and they were just very nice, and they said, well, I listened to you on the show, and I needed to find a new physician. And I said, well, thank you so much for listening to the program, because I enjoy doing it, and I love teaching and spreading the important things we could do to save our lives. And he said, and I like the way that you present. And he said, I decided to come and see you as a new doctor. So if anybody needs a physician, a family physician who's a lipidologist, and they also, or a menopause specialist, which I am, I'm very proud to say that I'm a solo practitioner. Sometimes I do have, Zane, I do have people ask me, well, what company do you work for? Or who do you work for? What's it? And I say, well, you know, I work for the hardest boss, my dogs.
Yes.
And I think I've spoken before because I have three Dachshunds, and they're the cutest little wiener dogs, Samson and Delilah.
Love Dachshunds.
Yes. And Dooley is a long-haired Dachshund. So If you come to see me, you'll be seeing me. I'm a medical doctor, and I have a wonderful staff, and you will not, and I work for myself and my dogs.
And I think one thing that sets you apart from other doctors is it's individualized. It's every, yes, it's each patient, individual attention. You really get to know your patients too.
I'm very blessed to have such wonderful patients. And yes, the care is personalized. And this is one of the important things that this book brings out, the heart attack gene, Beat the Heart Attack Gene, is that this, we are not the average. In other words, if you look at some of the studies, they look at the standard of care is for the average person. Well, we are not. Each one of us is individual. Each one of us has a different lifestyle, a different family history, different risks for heart attack and stroke and diabetes. So the important thing is, and I love the way they use cartoons, is when you go to school, everybody tries for A+. And it's the same thing with A+ care. Do you want A+ care or do you want C care? Well, I think everybody wants A+. So that's optimum care, and it's personalized to you. And that's the way I practice medicine. It's not looking at the whole body of people. It's looking at you as a person, you, what is your circumstances, including your family history, your what medicines you are, what have you lived. So let's talk about what body part am I. I am the most complex organ. I live in a bony shell. I weigh 3 pounds. Without me, you would not be who you are. I'm made up of 3 parts, a mid, a fore, a mid, and a hind part. And I am going to give, this is going to give it away. One of my favorite movies is The Wizard of Oz. And the Scarecrow said, I could while away the hours conferring with the flowers if I only had. And now you have to call in with the with the name. I love musicals. I love movies. So what body part am I? Our phone number here is 206-1580 or 888-441-1580.
Lines are wide open.
Yes, lines are wide open if you want to call. And we look forward to your call. I try to make it simple so that anyone who can think about it will know what the answer is. So we've been talking about this tremendous book, which is already number one bestseller on Amazon for books about genetics. So it is definitely going to be number one, I know. I've been telling all my patients, get this book because it's going to change how you feel about prevention. We all know that we all try to practice prevention in our daily lives. We are trying to prevent a major event, a major catastrophe, such as a heart attack or even a stroke. Unfortunately, when people have a stroke, most people never go back to work, and they do become disabled. So we want everyone to understand and know this is something that we can prevent. Vascular disease is still the number one killer of men and women. Well, we haven't had any callers about the what body part am I? Maybe we need to, don't say it.
No, I won't.
Maybe we need to be giving more clues.
Maybe that particular body part isn't working yet. I know mine wasn't working until I had this coffee.
Oh, caffeine.
Right.
Okay, well, anyways, it's 206-1580 if anybody wants to call and tell us what body part am I. Going back to the Baldonian method. The most important thing that I want everyone to understand is that when we detect vascular disease, And I had another patient this week who says, I want to find out why is it I keep forming, I keep having vascular disease, I keep needing to have a stent, and I guess we have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Who's this?
Of course, it's the brain.
The brain, yes. Caller, do you want to give us your first name?
David.
Hi, David. David, thank you so much for calling and listening to our show. And if you have any questions, we're here for you.
Okay. Well, I'm listening.
Thank you so much. And it is. It's the brain. Thank you for calling.
Yay.
Yay, yay, yay. And he's still on the line. Thank you, David. So the brain, yes. The brain is, and we've had shows here where we've spoken about such conditions as Alzheimer's disease and dementia. A lot of people don't realize that one of the leading causes of dementia is vascular disease of the brain. And what that means is that the arteries that feed the brain become inflamed and form, as the plaque ruptures, they form little blood clots. We know that when those little clots form, you have little tiny strokes, which you may not feel. But over time, more and more brain tissue dies and is not functional, and therefore this can lead to dementia. So the brain is very important in looking at also our vascular health. So our vascular health, because we know there's 60,000 miles of arteries. So if we have the lining of this artery called the endothelium, and we know that plaque builds up and forms because cholesterol will form plaque in the arteries. And if that plaque ruptures like a pimple and a clot forms, that's what causes the heart attack and stroke. Now, we know that we can prevent that. We can prevent that occurrence, but we also need to know to look for risk. One of the things we look for is we know that inflammation is in the arteries. And, you know, people go, what is inflammation? Well, has anyone ever gotten a little thorn or a sore on your hands? You know, I love to garden. And I have had where a little thorn will get in my skin and I couldn't remove it. And you'll see some redness and then it starts to hurt. Well, your body mounts a response to fight that foreign body or whatever it doesn't want there. We know that cholesterol really should not be living underneath the endothelium or the lining of your arteries, but it does go there and forms plaque. We know that by reading and understanding the Baldonin method, that we're looking for plaque. We're not, which is called arteriology. We're looking at the artery, the lining of the artery, not just the lumen. The lumen is the width of what goes through the artery. So we're looking at plaque. So if we have inflammation in our arteries, then we need to understand why am I forming plaque in my arteries? What is causing this? Now, we know that there are many conditions that are associated with inflammation in your arteries and therefore production of plaque. You know, you have the cases where you have someone comes in, they're healthy, they don't smoke, they don't drink, cholesterol is not too high, they exercise, and yet they have a heart attack. We know, for example, that very, very sad story of Tim Russert. Tim Russert had a stress test about a couple of weeks before he then had his heart attack. Because we know that you can have a stress test today and tomorrow have a heart attack. Now, why is that? Because the stress test is a over a 50-year-old test that checks for the luminology. It checks to see if not enough blood goes to your heart muscle. Now, you only need a plaque to rupture. You don't need to have what's called stenosis or tightening of that artery in order to have a heart attack and stroke. So we need to find out, why is it in the year 2014 still the number one killer of men and women, which far exceeds even cancer, is vascular disease? So by understanding and reading this book, and as I said, we're going to have Dr. Bale and Amy Donine as guests. So we'll be announcing that ahead of time, because I really feel very honored and proud to have my radio audience listen and hear them, because they're incredible. So we talked about educating the patient, looking for disease, and see what is the fire in your arteries. We also look for what is the root cause. And that's what we're going to focus today. We're going to focus on what is the root cause for this vascular disease. We also know that we want optimum care, focusing also on your genes, individual management, risk factor response, and look and assess for disease annually. So let's talk about some root causes of disease. How many people out there, and you don't have to call in, but if you do, you can call in on 206-1580. Many of you out there have seen the movie Titanic. You've seen the movie Titanic?
Yes. Very, very sad.
It's a very sad movie. But the take-home message from Titanic is the problem was an iceberg. An iceberg that only the top part is seen. The bottom part of the iceberg is not seen. So if we look and compare vascular disease or plaque to an iceberg, or maybe even the heart attack, that's the tip of the problem. But what is underneath the water? What is causing these problems that no one really looks for or asks about or thinks about? In the Bale-Donine method, we're going to look underneath that iceberg to see what caused the problem. So if you've had a heart attack or stroke, this also applies to you, because we can help prevent a reoccurrence. Also, we can stabilize the plaque and regress the plaque. So let's look at some of these root causes that cause inflammation in your arteries, the same way we compare it to an iceberg. Well, icebergs, and I have to tell you, I've never seen an iceberg, only in the movies and in photos. But we know that underneath is an underlying problem. And it was that iceberg that happened to crash, or was the Titanic crashed into it. It was the bottom part of the iceberg that caused all the damage. So, did you know that obstructive sleep apnea is a cause for vascular disease and causes inflammation in your arteries? So that's very important. You know, sleep is an important part of our lives. It's not just for rest. It's an important part of our bodies to function, where hormones are produced. So if your spouse and the person you love, you see that they are snoring or waking up without feeling rested, or if you see that they stop breathing for just a few seconds, then you need to consider obstructive sleep apnea.
Can anyone have that?
Yes, anyone can have that.
Because there was something that went around for a long time that said only people that were overweight, moderately, or mildly overweight, or Or no. Really? No, it can be anyone.
It could be anyone. Okay. You could be thin. It could be different causes. So that's very important. Another cause of inflammation in your artery, and remember that inflammation is going to produce atherosclerosis. This is what we're talking about. They used to call it hardening of the arteries or vascular disease, atherosclerosis. It's looking at the lining of your artery. It's the conduit that takes blood to your tissues and blood to your brain. A low vitamin D. We know on all my patients, I check a vitamin D level. Because low vitamin D is associated with vascular disease, inflammation. We know that inflammatory diseases, rheumatoid arthritis is an inflammatory disease. Lupus is an inflammatory disease. Sjögren syndrome, all these are also psoriasis. People who have psoriasis, severe eczema, are also associated with vascular disease. So let's say you come to me as a patient and you say, you know, Dr. Triana, I eat well, I exercise, but I've had the worst case of psoriasis. I said, well, that is a red flag. We need to look to see, are you at risk? Are you at risk for a heart attack and stroke? Because that is a major risk. Periodontal disease, inflammation in your teeth, in your gums. Periodontal disease is also a very high cause of inflammation. So if someone comes and they say, you know, I keep having heart attacks, and look at your teeth, look at your gums. What is the health of your mouth? It's very important. And a lot of dentists now are in tune with this and telling their patients to check your teeth, because it's not just about your mouth. Now, we know that also high cholesterol can be associated and cause inflammation of your arteries. This is another root cause of disease. Some stressors or psychosocial issues can also cause vascular disease. There's a lot of also inflammation, new root causes that yet have to be discovered. We know that insulin resistance is a cause of vascular disease. Insulin resistance. We've discussed doing and having such tests, such as a 2-hour glucose tolerance test. A 2-hour glucose tolerance test that's going to check to see, do you have diabetes? Do you have insulin resistance? Insulin is the key. When your blood sugar stays high, you have inflammation in your arteries. And we also know that infectious diseases, there are certain infectious diseases that also may trigger that plaque to rupture. So we need to look at that. Are you suddenly have a terrible pneumonia? Are you having difficulty breathing? Does that then start a chain of events that's going to cause you to have a heart attack? What about your lifestyle? We've discussed smoking. We know that causes inflammation in your arteries. We know that if you have a high-fat diet, you're at greater risk, because that fat travels around in your artery, causes inflammation. There's also a condition called dysfunctional HDL. You know, a lot of patients come to me and say, well, gee, my HDL or my good cholesterol is so high, I've been told I'm never going to have a heart attack. That is incorrect. Your HDL is important in picking up cholesterol from your arteries, but not all HDLs are the same. And in fact, one of the advanced lipid tests that I order on my patients, the Cleveland Heart Lab test that goes to Cleveland, Ohio, is soon coming out with a test that will be checking to see what is the functionality of your HDL. So if your HDL is not working well, it's not going to do its job of helping to clean up your arteries of cholesterol. There's also a test that we can check called, for inflammation, the myeloperoxidase. If that's elevated, we check the C-reactive protein. There was a great study done at Harvard where they checked the C-reactive protein, and people who had an elevated C-reactive protein, and this study was done by the Jupiter study by Dr. Paul Richter at Harvard. He was the lead investigator. People's cholesterol in this study was not that high, but the people who had elevated C-reactive protein, heart-specific C-reactive protein, were found to have a greater risk of heart attack and stroke. So if the patient was put on a statin medication, that risk was decreased by over 30%. So we know that inflammation is there by testing that. The other very important is genetics. And we're going to go into in the next program about more about genetics, what genetics test will be done to help check to see, are you at risk? But right now, we're going to take a break and have our midterm break. Okay?
You're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte. We encourage you to visit their new website, which is trianapreventioncenter.com. That's T-R-I-A-N-A Prevention Center, all one word, .com. To catch up on previous shows, there's an archive going back to the beginning of this show covering a wide variety of topics. Dr. Triana is accepting new patients currently, and we'll ask the doctor to give her phone number out in just a little bit. In the meantime, if you'd like to call this program, our numbers are 941-206-1188 and toll-free at 888-441-1580. And now, back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
That phone number is 206-1580. If you want to call over, 206-1580. And we have today Dr. Melvin Katzen, who is going to speak about a controversial study that just came out, and we'll continue with our Beat the Heart Attack Gene and Prevention of Vascular Disease. But I think this is very important. It just came out. It was in the news, and I still want everyone to stay and listen. And you know, this is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
So, Dr. Katzen, there has been a study that came out, and it talks about mammograms. Now, I know that Southwest Florida Regional Imaging Center, and you need to give us some good news. We hear you moved your office from Cochrane to US 41. Tell us about that.
Well, we moved our office from the facility we had in Cochrane to a facility that we built in the early 90s right along US 41. It's right across from the new Walgreens, and for those who have lived here for a long time, it's right across the road from where Intermedic used to be.
That is wonderful, and it's going to be such a beautiful place. I actually took a tour, and it's just really nice, and the location is fabulous because you're right there on the main Highway 41. It has great parking, great location, and yes, it's across from the Is it CVS or Walgreens?
It's a Walgreens.
Walgreens, correct. In the Emerald Plaza, and you're working on getting that up and running, but in the meantime, you have your office in Punta Gorda. Tell us where that is.
The office in Punta Gorda is right on US 17. It's about a half a mile before the hospital. It's the address is 329 East Olympia. It's on the corner of Olympia and Martin Luther King. It's easy to find, well marked. There's our logo is on all our offices. And in Punta Gorda, we have the same full services that we had in Port Charlotte. So we shouldn't see any interruption in our service. It's going to take probably two or three weeks to get everything all put back together and ready to see patients in the new office.
Well, I think that's going to be a wonderful addition to have that facility up and running. And in the meantime, you have the one in Punta Gorda. And you're also working on getting your tomosynthesis, which we talked about that, the mammogram.
And well, that machine is up and been calibrated and visited by the physicist. All the data has been sent into the American College of Radiology. And as soon as we get the go from them, we can start to see patients there.
So, Dr. Katzen, we see that there's a major controversy. Again, it rears its head up about do mammograms do more harm than good? I'd like for you to comment on this study. It's a Canadian study, and basically there's a lot of controversy about it.
Well, the study is not very complicated. The Canadian study studied women between the ages of 40 and 49, and they came to the conclusion that mammography did not discover any smaller tumors. Well, if you have lousy equipment and lousy pictures and poorly trained people, you can't discover any earlier lesions. In the United States, in order for a physician to be qualified to read a mammogram, he has to have at least 20 hours of credit every 3 years of ongoing continuous credit. He's got to read at least 250 mammograms a quarter. And the equipment has to be calibrated and certified by a physicist, and pictures taken on that equipment are sent to the American College of Radiology for review. So I think the quality difference, certainly if you don't have good quality discovery equipment, you're not going to be able to discover small lesions. And I think that kind of, to me, sums up this whole study. So I think that I'm sure that you'll see headlines in the newspaper that mammograms don't do any good between 40 and 49, and that's really not true. I mean, we're looking to discover small tumors that are curable. And this Canadian study said that they didn't discover smaller lesions than in this age group, and the reason why is if you don't have, I think a lot of those studies were done with secondhand equipment and with a film based reader. The examinations were read off the X-ray film. Well, in this country, almost nobody uses X-ray film anymore. The examinations we do are on a digital plate, and the computer processes the images, and we look at the images on special high-resolution screens. Now, on the tomosynthesis unit, the resolution is really spectacular because it's down to what they say. We measure, when we get down to little tiny lengths, we measure things in microns. To put that in perspective, a red cell is 7 microns. The new tomosynthesis unit is supposed to resolve 25 microns.
Wow.
Now, I'm not saying that we can discover a tumor 25 microns, but I'm saying that capability is there so that we won't, hopefully we will not miss any small tumors. And the other problem is that mammography, there's about 10% of the tumors we just don't see on mammography. So it isn't a perfect, there's nothing perfect in medicine. So if we're in the 90% range, then I think we can have some comfort.
You know, I think the important part to say is, you know, we're bombarded with a lot of media, including, you know, everything about Valentine's Day. All right, do this, do that. We're given little sound bites from studies that somebody says, oh, it's not any good. But you have to look at the details of the study. And that's one of the things, and one of my goals here in the show is to bust myths. Because a lot of people will hear, oh, no, I heard that mammograms are no good, that they don't help you. Well, that is not true. You have to read the study. Number one, the study used inferior equipment, inferior readers, correct? And the American College of Radiology has said that.
That's correct.
That this study in Canada is not one to say we're going to follow it, because we know that if you find the cancer early detection, you live longer, correct?
That's correct. I mean, it has a greater chance of actually being cured.
And in any cancer.
Right. But it certainly makes sense that if you use less, if you have equipment that doesn't have the resolution and you're using physicians that don't have the specialized training, you're not going to be able to find the smaller lesions. Sure, if a lesion is big enough to feel, you really don't hardly need a mammogram.
So isn't it kind of like saying, comparing apples to oranges? You know that saying we always say, are we comparing apples to oranges? No. And this study is not really comparing to what we do here.
No, and it's one of the few studies that has come up with this conclusion. All other studies of controlled population with excellent equipment and experienced readers have shown that early detection is there, and it really does make a difference in the longevity of the unfortunate person who happens to have a breast tumor. Now, remember, breast tumors are very, very common. You're talking about 1 in 8, 1 in 9 ladies sometime during their life is going to have a breast cancer. That's
high, but still the number one cause of death in men and women is vascular disease.
Oh, for sure. And breast cancer is treatable, as is vascular disease. But treating vascular disease is a little bit more frustrating sometimes than treating a cancer. Everybody's afraid. Of course, the word cancer turns people upside down, but really vascular disease takes its toll in men and in women.
So that's really important. If anybody has any questions about this study, please call 206-1580. I mean, one of my, as I said, my missions is to let people know in on the details. And we do research, and we want to present what is going on in the latest information. And that's why I have told everyone, if you want to get your loved one a wonderful gift, get them the book, Beat the Heart Attack Gene. It is so, I'm getting it for my office. I'm getting it for my mother. It's such a great book, and it's a read for the average person. You don't have to be a doctor to read it. You don't have to be in the health profession. It's very understandable. So we've been speaking today also of root causes of disease. But Dr. Katzen, it's very important that, you know, we talk about also, you as a radiologist, you see calcifications in arteries.
That's correct.
Including in an X-ray.
Right.
Mammograms.
Right. You see, we study vessels that are very close to the skin, usually with ultrasound because it's convenient. But we see calcification in the arterial supply of the breast. We see calcification in the abdomen when we do a CT scan. We see calcification in aneurysms, which are a real problem here in our community, because as people get older and have high blood pressure for many, many years, they're very likely to develop an abdominal aneurysm. And we see a fair number of those.
And one thing I remember you said last week, last time we were all together, you were telling us that it's the soft plaque that's the most dangerous.
The soft plaque is the most dangerous because it can burst. It's the pimple that can burst. And then when it does burst, the body tries to stop, like any other cut anyplace else, the body tries to create a clot. And if it does create a clot, that it's going to be downstream from where it bursts, and you'll get a blockage there. About 70% of the blockages that occurred are not are clot, not plaque.
Not the lumen. What, as we've been trying to explain, it's not stenosis. It's not just the tightening of the artery. The old myth that you had to be like it, like a little rubber band that closed it off. It's not true.
Sure. Because after all, sometimes people will have a catheterization and they'll have a 30% stenosis or 40% stenosis or even a 50% stenosis. And they'll be told, well, you know, we don't have to do anything about that now. But the thing is, the person who has a 60 or 70% stenosis, if they're not having any symptoms, that's probably more stable than the person that has a 30% stenosis.
And we talked about a stress test. A stress test is really a good test if you have the lumen has to be over 70% blocked before you get a positive stress test. But at the same time, we understand that, again, what you're saying, you don't have to have 70% obstruction in order to get the heart attack or the stroke.
Oh, that's correct. That's correct. As the lumen narrows, I think the best thing you might tell your audience is just think about your garden hose. Turn your garden hose on and then just try and twist it so that the hole gets smaller. And just wait. See how much you have to really twist that until the water stops coming out. It slows down coming out. The first thing that happens is it goes faster because it has less channel to go. So you have to have almost 60% stenosis to actually have a decreased flow.
So I think that's a good visual to see. And if any of you want to call in and say to someone about Valentine's Day, you're welcome to do that too. And I would like to read a beautiful love poem. Now, this poem is written by José Martí. José Martí is considered the George Washington of Cuba. He wanted Cuba to be independent from Spain. I think I've spoken before. My parents came from Spain in 1947. From Cuba. They came from Cuba in 1947 to America. So my roots are in Cuba, and then before that from Spain. So José Martí is a very famous, he wrote poetry, he wrote essays, and he is world renowned. So I'm going to read the poem. It's very short. Just listen for a minute. But I think it's a beautiful poem. And I will then translate it and in Spanish. So I'm going to go ahead and read that poem, and I hope everyone enjoys it. Cultivo una rosa blanca en julio como en enero para el amigo sincero que me da su mano franca y para el cruel que me arranca el corazón con que vivo, cardio ni ortiga, cultivo la rosa blanca. So I'm going to go ahead and translate. And this is like the do unto others as you would like them to do to you. I cultivate a white rose in July as also in January for my very sincere friend who hands me his hand when I need help. And for the cruel person who pulls out my heart, I don't cultivate thorns or thistle. I also cultivate the white rose. I think that's a beautiful poem. And I think also it's very appropriate for Valentine's. I think Valentine's is not just about romantic love, but it should be every day to love your friend, your coworker, and all those around you, your family. What say you?
I agree. I can't say any more than that.
We're all one family, all of us on this planet.
That's true, Zane. And that's why it's so important also for all of us to try to be as healthy as possible. We know we could all have more good years, not just for ourselves, but for those that we love. And that's why this show is to promote your well-being, your health. And that's why at the Triana Prevention Center, we are in tune for personalized care, to take good care of you. And also, as I say to my patients, I wouldn't refer you to anyone I wouldn't refer, or any radiological center, like I refer to you, Dr. Katzen, where I would refer my mother. So, you know, they call it the mommy test. The mommy test. You've heard that?
Right. Yes, of course.
The mommy test. Well, if it's good enough for your mother, then it must be good enough for my patients. And it is.
Well, you said it.
And you know, my mother called last week. So I want everyone to understand that we are in tune. So what is the important thing when someone comes and they say to me, I want to prevent a heart attack? And again, the most important thing is to start early. If many times people will come and they'll say, well, my father died of a heart attack at the age of 50. My grandfather had a heart attack and died, and we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name, caller?
Yeah. You know what? I
you don't have to say it. It's okay, sweetheart.
Sweetie, if I could get you to do me a favor and turn down your radio in the background,
yes,
that'll help you.
What's your question, caller?
Well, you know, don't you think it would be nice if you read that poem and translated it to English?
Yes, I did translate it to English.
Because, you know, English is our first language here.
I did. Were you listening, sweetheart? I did translate it to English.
Well, I guess I didn't hear the English part, but...
Would you like me to read it to you in English?
No, that's okay. I just feel that this is not a bilingual country. We are English first.
And
all other languages after.
Well, I think it's wonderful to be able to speak many languages. Thank you for calling. I'm very blessed because my grandmother read and spoke 5 languages. And the reason I read the poem in Spanish is because, like any type of poetry, if you can read it in the language that it's written, you get the essence of the poetry. And yes, I did translate it, and I'm sorry you missed it, but really, it's like the golden rule. Do unto others as you would want them to do to you. So moving on with our program about prevention. So if you come to the Triana Prevention Center, and we do have patients from all ethnic groups, walks of life, ages 18 and above, and we have patients who are old and younger. And our older patients, we know that they also are at risk for vascular disease. But my goal is also to help younger patients to try to prevent this illness that is the number one killer.
That's correct. Maybe you might want to talk about the incidence of familial hypercholesterolemia, which is a lot higher than most people would realize. And kids in school perhaps should be tested for high cholesterol at an earlier age. Many of those people, we find out a little bit too late that their cholesterol was high even as teenagers.
So, yes, you're right. Especially if you have a very strong family history of heart disease, the younger children should be checked their cholesterol. There is a condition called familial hypercholesterolemia. We're going to devote a program to that. But basically, if you have this condition, many of these patients are having heart attacks at the age of 30.
That is scary.
It is scary.
So they have to pay particular attention to their lifestyle then. Really be careful.
And be treated.
And be treated, because it's also, it's a genetic disorder. And this is what we're going to talk about on our next program, is what genes to, you know, and look at your family history. You know, as we get more and more global, patients forget to ask. And I ask patients all the time, does your brother or sister have high cholesterol? Well, you know, we only talk on the phone a few minutes, and I never really ask them. And I said, well, you know, it's important to ask them what medicines they're on, what illnesses they have, as it could save your life. And we know that that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to save a life. We're trying to save your life. We're trying to prevent that event of heart attack and stroke. Now, again, I will say this book, Beat the Heart Attack Gene, is so important. And everyone should read it. Dr. Katzen, you were talking about familial hypercholesterolemia. But again, that's a genetic disorder. But there's other genetics and history that patients need to find out from their family members.
Oh, for sure. You know, even if everybody thinks if you take a glass of red wine a day, it gives you some protection. But some people have genes where if you take a glass of red wine a day, it does bad things for your cholesterol profile.
Yeah, some people are of the genetic type where the actual wine will hurt them. And some people are the genetic type that are, they absorb more from their diet than other people. But you could be a vegan and still, you know, your body is producing cholesterol. You could get zero drop of cholesterol from your diet, and your body will still produce it.
Well, the body really needs cholesterol too, because cholesterol is used by the body in cell membranes. The membrane of almost every cell has cholesterol in it, and that cholesterol molecule is a very important thing. On the other hand, too much is too much of one time. Too much and too small a particle size is what causes plaque and eventually arteriosclerosis.
So I want everyone to know that this is very, very important. Please educate yourself, empower yourself. Know that everyone deserves individual and personalized attention as to their health history, their medical needs, what medicines they're on. That's very important to understand that. At the Triana Prevention Center, we don't practice cookie cutter medicine. We're here to take care of you, you the person, to keep you healthy. I want to thank Dr. Melvin Katzen from Southwest Florida Regional Imaging Center. And I want to thank Jose Marti for writing such a beautiful poem. And I want to thank Zane for being here today. And thank you, callers. And I want everyone to stay healthy, have a happy Valentine's, and for the love of your family and for the love of yourself, stay healthy.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte. Coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios. Award-winning air conditioning, refrigeration, and appliance repair in Southwest Florida.